Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today we'll look again at the communicable attribute of God's will. This means simply that God determines everything that is and ought to be. Now the fuller definition we gave says, God's will refers to God's inner purposes and desires, which determine everything that is or ought to be, and everything that happens or ought to happen. This morning we're going to make a second distinction within God's will. The second distinction is between God's secret will and His revealed will. We get these terms from Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Let's just consider God's revealed will this morning. In this passage, God's revealed will is given to His people for a purpose, that we may do all the words of this law. Therefore, this is often called God's will of command or precept. It refers to the ought or the ought to be in our definition. Essentially, God's revealed will reveals what He desires, and for this reason, I like to refer to God's revealed will as His will of desire. It tells me what God desires for me and from me. Now, what's unique about God's revealed will is that it doesn't always happen. If that sounds shocking, give me just a moment. Think, for example, God's revealed will says it's God's will for us to be honest. That's His desire for us. However, we can still be dishonest, and when we're dishonest, we wouldn't come back and say, oh no, God's will was thwarted. No, this is God's revealed will, His will of desire. The intent isn't to tell us what will happen, but what we are to do. We see this dimension of God's will in Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Here, God's will is describing what we ought to do. With all this in mind, let me give you one more pair of verses that often confuses many Christians and leads to some dangerous heresy simply because we don't read them with this distinction of God's will in mind. 1 Timothy 2:4, God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. God desires, wishes, wills that all men would be saved, come to a knowledge of the truth, and reach repentance. Many take these verses to mean that everyone actually will be saved. No one will go to hell or experience judgment because that's God's will. But that's because they're misunderstanding God's will. God's revealed will expresses His desire for us, that we might be moved to obedience. This isn't what will happen, but what God would like to have happen by His people. His desire is for us to obey, to repent, and to come to the truth. But not everyone will. That doesn't mean that God's will was thwarted. So Christians, may we take this revealed will, that which is pleasing in God's sight, and use it to motivate us to spread the good news. And if you're not a Christian this morning, God's will is for you to turn from your sin and trust in Christ. Do not resist His will one more moment.